This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 45 of Sunday Supplement, an Easter special with eggs and cream.
Yeah.
I was going to say but you don't have cream and eggs. Well, you do, cream eggs. What's that? Yeah.
That is a lint bunny's little bell from a chocolate lint bunny.
Is a lint bunny a bunny that eats the stuff out of your belly button?
No, it is one that is made from lint chocolates, the fabulous chocolatiers. And now the bunny has somehow vanished and I am left with a bell.
You ate the bunny, didn't you?
I did not eat the bunny. What are you saying? That would be a terrible thing to do. And also next to me, I have a...
Oh, what's that? That sounds impressive.
This is a Smarties shaker egg filled with Smarties.
I didn't get an Easter egg, so I had to go out on Sunday and get myself some Kinder eggs. And I've got two Kinder eggs, but I haven't opened the toys yet. I've ate the chocolate, obviously. But I thought I'd open the toys on air.
Go on, then.
But they've redesigned the plastic egg thing.
I know, it's now a flick cup, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
I'm not quite sure how I'm going to open it. Is it just to push up and...
Yeah, it's got a hinge.
Right, okay. Do you want the bright yellow one or the sort of orangey yellow one?
I think we go for the bright yellow one.
I can't open it. Oh, there we go. Right, what do you reckon I've got?
I think you've got some sort of skateboarding fox.
No, I was hoping for a surfboarding elephant, but I've already got one of those, so...
Is it a little TV man with a TV face?
No, it's not. It's a...
Is it some sort of tortoise who has a cellular telephone?
No, it's a man with cross eyes and orange headphones and a pole on his head.
Oh, obviously!
Squatting with his feet in the air on a spinning top.
Wow.
And he spins. Let's have a go at spinning him. Oh, he's pretty good at spinning. And the leaflet says nothing. Doesn't explain
anything. Doesn't even give him a name.
So I'm just playing with my spinning top now.
I'm not recording this in my usual place and it feels weird, mainly because my laptop cracked on the same day as my car started making horrible noises. It's been about 2,000 years since Good Friday was that bad.
Well, 1,967 years.
No, Jesus was crucified as a baby. That is a very well-known fact.
Yeah, I was quite sad on Good Friday because Jesus died, but, you know, hot cross buns. Lovely. I'm just playing with my spinning top. It was a bad move for me to open it.
He lasted quite a while on the cross, didn't he? Because you die from suffocation on the crocs, don't you?
No, just boredom, I think.
Oh, right. So, if only you had this podcast to listen to. Hey, Simon.
If you had an iPod, it would be a very different story. Did you get a newspaper?
I got the Sunday Mirror.
Sunday Mirror?
I know. I think I'm going to have to concede my first defeat, because there really is nothing.
First? I think you're slightly wrong there.
I've never lost before, so... It's the first time for everything, and I'm going to take this knock on the chin.
You might not, because I got news of the world, so...
Oh. Man, this is going to be quite bad.
So, basically, like Pontius Pilate, you're washing your hands of the Daily Mirror.
And like the Mad March Hare, you are eating the golden eggs of the goose that pooed oranges. I don't know. I don't know any of the actual stories. I'm a heathen. I don't... You know, what happened? Jesus laid chocolate eggs and everybody had smarty shaker eggs in order to celebrate the birth of May. God knows.
Well, quite literally, God knows.
Well, no, he doesn't, because he's incapable of knowing because he doesn't have a brain. That is another problem with God.
Time to decide what we're going to cut out and keep then, but before that, we're going to open the second Kinder Egg.
Why can't you wait until the end, like a normal person?
Well, I've got a Kinder Egg and I want to open it. Why do I need to wait to the end? I waited a whole day to open them, and now you're going to make me wait even longer.
Wasn't there a really scary advert with Kinder's surprise? Because it was the German advert and all these kids were really happy and Aryan looking.
I think what you've done there, though, is confuse Leni Riefenstahl's Triumph of the Will with a Kinder Surprise advert. Right, I'm going to open it.
Oh, he looks cool.
Haven't you had to assemble any of these?
No, they don't do that anymore.
What?
Because of the parts. They usually have two parts at most.
Really?
Yeah.
See, everything's dumbed down these days. GCSEs are easier. Kinder Surprise is easier. Is it any wonder that the country is going to the wall? I don't know where the wall is.
All right, I've got Feel the Beat, and it's a black sheep playing the bongos. It might not be a sheep. I'm not sure what it is. But it's pretty cool.
So what I want you to do,
yeah.
I want you to attach on the Facebook group and other things, pictures of the Kinder Surprise.
That sounds good to me. Do you have a cut and keep?
I do. I've got an interrogation. So this is the hard bit of journalism in the magazine Celebs on Sunday. And it's actually an interrogation with Ben Miller. When people mistake me for Rob Brydon, my heart sinks. But it's basically a really, you know, just a normal sort of like, oh, I'm Ben Miller and I'm actually really great, even though you haven't heard of me.
And here's what I'm selling this week.
But the really, really nice thing about this is Ben Miller's lack of understanding of plastic toys.
See, I told you should have done the Kinder Eggs first.
How do you feel about glitzy bashes and the red carpet, Ben Miller? I get very nervous before, but when I'm there, I love it. But you know the expression you have when you're staring into the sun and you have that weird grin? I find it hard to do anything other than that on the red carpet. Now, that's quite a nice thing, because he's gone the red carpet and he's got a bad expression on. However, his next sentence makes no sense. And I'm wondering if you know why, Simon. I've never looked like anything other than Gromit on the back of a motorbike. Gromit does not have a mouth!
That's true, he doesn't. Ah, so, he's confused Wallace with Gromit.
He has confused Wallace with Gromit, except on the back of the motorbike, he's in a sidecar. And also, they've done a picture of Ben Miller with the scarf up like Gromit, because that's the only interesting thing he says in the entire piece. And he's got it wrong.
I've got hymn books and high heels. Meet the religion Easters. And
really?
Apparently the recession is turning more women to religion. Here, Fabulous meets God's new glamour girls. And apparently, during the recession, church attendance is on the up, with 7.5 million adults going at least once a month. And the group with the biggest rise? Young women, aged 25 to 34.
Well, they're not young, because they're older than me.
Well, in a year or two's time, you may end up in church.
Yo.
Yeah.
Not since I got burnt last time. Once you're stung, never again.
I quite like the idea that women are going to church because, and I quote, it's a bid to find answers in a place where they feel they'll be accepted.
Well, they have no opportunity not to be accepted, considering their genetics, it is claimed, were made by the person who is the only one who pays attention to what goes on in a church.
I just thought it was more ironic that a patriarchal system designed to repress women would make you feel at home and accepted.
Yeah, but we'd like to be spanked, Simon. That's the thing.
That's true. Yeah, I do forget this.
It's not actually abuse, just to goose us down the street. Oh, it's really funny. My stepmom, Fatima, she's Muslim. She's a teacher, you know, one of those assistant teachers in a Catholic school, and they're forcing her to cross herself.
Really?
So I'm telling her to do it backwards and become Satan. But yeah, she's being told she has to.
These women think that going to church has made them more patient and less judgmental.
Really?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with going to church for the entertainment value. However, just because you don't have any money... I mean, also, the idea that the church isn't going to take your money is quite amusing.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. They're talking about how they were worried about their debt and everything. And she says, but thanks to my faith, I'm not worried anymore. Because pure faith will make it go away. But all three of these women, right, they've all said exactly the same phrase, which is, until I started going to church, I was out every weekend drinking, partying and having the occasional one-night stand. And they've all said exactly the same sentence three times.
Really?
Yeah.
Three times.
Yeah, so they've forsaken Jesus.
Did the cock crow?
The cock did crow and the one-night stand ended. This is my final quote and it's one I liked most. I looked at them and I wanted to feel like they did, she admits. Now I don't feel the need to follow the crowd to fit in. I really like the inherent contradictions in the religion. It's very funny.
I just say tempt them out of it. Chocolate will do it. Next Lent, I think we should go around to all the churches handing out chocolate and oral sex.
Time to play Article or Farcical then. over to Izzy.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, animals, insects, plankton, and Simon. Welcome to this week's edition of Article or Farcical. In this game, you must decide which articles have featured in this week's Sunday Mirror and which I have made up, or as Simon likes to say, pulled from one of my more personal orifices. So, Simon, can you spot which is the article and which is the farcical?
In my defence, you started the pulling it out of your bottom stick. Not stick, shtick.
I don't know about you, but personally, what me and my bottom stick get up to is nothing to do with you. Okay.
Why are you doing an impression of your mother?
I have no idea. My mother wears breeches, and they itches her niches.
Please drop the accent, or I will invoke the Second Amendment.
What is the American Constitution Second Amendment?
Isn't that the one about giving guns to bears?
Yeah. No, that's not an amendment. That's in the actual Constitution.
No, it's not. It's an amendment.
It's an amendment?
Yeah.
What is actually the original Constitution? Because the only bits I know of it are the amendments.
They set up, you know, how the government works and, you know, all that unimportant stuff.
Oh, right. And then it's the amendments that are the fun bits.
Yeah, it's the amendments where they go, actually, what we really meant was...
being nice to black people.
Yeah, it's the same way that the New Testament is an amendment to the Old Testament, because God is infallible.
That being Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. So it's the first, second, third and fourth amendments.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
And then St. Paul's shit is just all the rest of it.
Should we do some articles and farcicals?
Okay, first, Dorothy Perkins Gherkins.
Dorothy Perkins Gherkins.
This is in the gossip column and it is basically lady celebrities such as Daisy Lowe, Lily Allen, Christina Aguilera and Zoe Salmon, who I don't know, wearing Dorothy Perkins gear. It doesn't look good, so they're known as Dorothy Perkins Gherkins. Costa Fun on a budget, which is going to Costa del Sol on a budget. Costa, cost of her.
Yeah.
Hilarious Spin Doctor spin-off.
That'll be about In the Loop.
That is correct, sir.
I'm going to go see that this week.
It is Armando Nucci's feature film. Oh, yes, I'm going to see that too. And Macca's Mrs. Plastic Max Her Legs.
Say that again. Macca's Mrs. Plastic Max Her Legs.
Yeah.
Who's Macca?
Paul McCartney.
Well, In the Loop, I think that's clearly an article.
Well, it's not called In the Loop. It's called Hilarious Spin Doctor Spinoffs, which I might have just brought up just to talk about.
That's true, but I think it's probably just a film review from the Mirror.
Right.
Then...
Gherkins, Fashion Gherkins?
Well, that's the one I'm erring towards. See, you might be playing a double bluff. I think you know I'm a sucker for the rhyme.
Yeah.
Macca's Mrs. Packer Mac Her Legs.
No, Macca's Mrs. Plastic Max Her Legs. So it's Paul McCartney, and he is stood next to his girlfriend, who has wrapping stuff all over her legs.
Like bondage tape?
No, more like plastic bags.
Oh. It's Paul McCartney marrying a tramp. Wouldn't be the first time.
Were you being bitchy about... Which one? Heather, isn't it, you're being bitchy about?
I was, yeah. Cost of Fun, I think, is an article. And Macca's Mrs. Pack and Max Her Legs with Wax.
Plastic Max Her Legs.
Is also an article. Therefore, Dorothy Perkins Gherkins.
I missed out the thing. It's Dorothy Perkins Fashion Gherkins.
Yeah, you made up Dorothy Perkins Gherkins.
It's not my fault, right?
Did I win again?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, did.
I need to get a really good run-up next time.
What, if we kick me?
Yeah.
I've just noticed this section in my paper is called Fabulous Bodies.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought we were doing food.
Yeah.
Because mine's called Eating.
I've got a picture of a woman pouring water all over her face in what is supposed to be some sort of pseudo-erotic manner, but she's just got a wet chin.
I've got food news underneath. Top tip, the vanilla pods can be rinsed and used again.
Vanilla pod? Is that like the new thing from Apple?
Yeah, it's an Apple application which basically offers nothing but safe sex. Hot crisp bun pudding, that's what I've got, which is basically you get hot crisp buns, you butter them, you put them in a tray with a load of custard and bake it. Boom.
Is that Jamie Oliver by any chance?
It's not Jamie Oliver,
because
no.
He's doing that on the adverts at the moment.
Is he?
Yeah, exactly. That, so they stole it.
But anyway, Easter tips: fruit and nuts in melted white chocolate and leave to harden for healthy-ish treat. After the Easter Choc Fest, you'll be inundated with leftover sweet stuff. Here's what you can do with it, and it's basically crunch it up, make, you know,
health smoothies.
Yeah. But the thing is, right, I didn't see that many Easter eggs.
I didn't see hardly any Easter eggs.
Because last year I had this problem, because I have to go out and get Easter eggs because I'm the only person in my household who will do this thing. And so I went out and I ended up getting like bunnies and like posh chocolate ones because there wasn't any. Like when I was a kid, there were Bounty Easter eggs, Twix Easter eggs, Crunchy Easter eggs, M&M Easter eggs, Rolo Easter eggs, Mars Bar Easter eggs, Snickers Easter eggs, Smarties Easter eggs. I got a Smartie when it's here. But that's only a little one. I mean, there used to be so many and I could eat about four in a day.
Maybe the conservative-dominated Whitney town that you live in has become anti-pagan.
No.
Yeah,
conservatives love pagan stuff.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is David Cameron a pagan? Does he burn people?
He doesn't burn people. That's not pagan. Christians burn people more than pagans did.
Okay.
When I think of the pagans, I think of Asterix and Getafix and Obelix. Or I think of a woman with massive bosoms in a very ill-fitting dress going om.
Found 8 no diet slim secrets. How do you lose weight without cutting back?
Exercise more?
No, not even in there. Right, here's the first one. Eat left-handed. Because, right, this is what it says.
You'll miss your mouth.
It says if you bolt it down, you still feel hungry, right?
Mm-hmm.
And according to Marissa Peer, who is a food psychologist, what's she do? Put a trifle on a couch and go, tell me about your father. That's the best impression of a trifle ever.
Well, it's a trifle on a couch specifically.
She says that you need to trick your brain into thinking that your food is there quicker. So eat with your left hand because that'll make you eat slower.
I mean, there's a logic to be said of eating carefully and slowly so you don't get acid reflux. That is my favourite disease, acid reflux, because it sounds a bit like a character from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Number two is sit up straight.
I think it's basically, if you stop enjoying food, miss your mouth because you don't know where it is anymore, then you won't eat as much.
And the other one is stop looking at food. So apparently if there's food in front of you, you'll want to eat it. So don't look at it.
I do want to add that hot cross bun pudding right now.
Well, yeah.
But the thing is, if it's in your head, it's in your head right now. I want a trifle on a couch. Ooh.
Your correspondence then, and no Twitters this week. We've actually got some old-fashioned emails. Dear Izzy, I have a hangover. Do you know of any proven reliable homeopathic cures? That's from Will.
I think that actually homeopathy, that might be a thing it can cure, because water does help with a hangover. So if you have enough homeopathic remedies, which is pretty much plain water, then yeah, you can kind of see that. Alternatively, save your money and just use water. For those people who don't know, homeopathy is worse than Halliburton.
I'm not a leprous whore.
Well, no, anything that Halliburton has done, and Halliburton have done a lot of bad things. However, homeopathy is a very, very, very bad thing. Like, a very bad thing. And anybody who agrees with it, like my mum, is a moron.
Dearest Simon and Izzy, I am writing to complain about your podcast. Last night I was listening again to the episode when you had the skeptic Rebecca Watson on. I fell asleep while listening, brackets, for which I blame you entirely, and had an erotic dream regarding Miss Watson. Perhaps the worst part of the dream was that afterwards, Miss Watson rated the experience as 0, in brackets, for which I must also blame you. I will continue listening to your podcast, but only if you promise to stop sending subliminal homoerotic messages in the podcast.
You see, I don't think there is a single person on the planet who hasn't had either homoerotic or erotic fantasy about Rebecca Watson.
Well, Holly clearly has.
It's perfectly natural. We cannot be to blame with that. I mean, that's a bit like having a flying dream. You have a flying dream, you have a dream about Rebecca Watson. It's a universal concept.
What if you have a flying dream about having sex with Rebecca Watson in an Arthur Dent bathrobe?
Well, that's double whammy. You earn extra bonus points. If you do have a dream like that, please write in.
To sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
Yeah, we'll do dream interpretation. Do you tell me a dream that you've had recently?
I had a dream that I was in a cafe with Jerry Seinfeld.
Wow, do you know what that means?
No.
Well, basically, what that represents is that you're a moron who thinks that my views have relevancy. It's what goes on in the dirty corners of your mind.
Either that or I've just been watching a lot of Seinfeld on DVD.
Yeah. Did you hold hands?
I licked his jumper.
Did you?
No. Of course I didn't.
Well, you might have done. It's a dream.
I've never had a dream where I've licked clothing.
I've had a dream where I ate some clothing and I woke up with my duvet in my mouth. What? I'm not a freak.
I had a dream once where I dreamt that I was lying against a chain link fence and a rat was on the other side of it. And it was trying to bite me, but it couldn't quite reach because it couldn't fit through the chain link. And then I thought, I was thinking in the dream, oh, that's all right, it can't get me. And then suddenly the rat gave birth to like 100 little rats and they all stormed through and started eating my leg. At which point I woke up and I could feel something chewing on my leg. And I literally jumped out of bed and screamed.
I once had a nightmare where my mum sat me down and said, right, Izzy, I'm afraid that you're going to die and there's nothing you can do about it. It won't happen for a little bit, but it will happen. It's probably going to be a bit painful and horrible, but, you know, there we go. And I woke up going, whew, it's only a dream. Oh.
So do please keep writing to us. And I think you forgot to end your Dear Izzy with the prerequisite.
F*** off! Got any humdongers of an article, Simon?
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, I've got a really good humdonger.
You can't have a good humdonger by very definition. That's an oxymoron.
Well, not a good, like, a proper sort of like, I don't have anything to fill here. But yet again, we've got to try and get people to buy this and read this.
Okay.
Posh's fantasy phone.
Oh, God.
Poor Victoria thinks she's got an invisible mobile phone. And all this is, they've got 11 pictures of Victoria Beckham.
Yeah.
And in all of them, she's kind of reaching up to play with her hair. So it looks like she's carrying a phone, but she's not because her hand's empty.
Or they've airbrushed out a phone.
Or they've airbrushed out the phone.
Or airbrushed out a hairbrush.
They've airbrushed out the hairbrush. Nice, Simon. Thanks. Very nice. So, we're starting to get worried about Miss Beckham. Why? Well, it seems that she often thinks she's got a mobile phone in her hand, but there's nothing there.
Like this article. In bed with tantric and toxic.
Oh, I remember these two. They're awful.
Toxic Bachelor is possibly the worst piece of, I don't even know what you call it. It's not even writing. It's kind of playing up to this outdated concept of the lad, isn't it? I mean, no one believes that laddism exists anymore, do they?
Well, there was a story earlier this week of a man having a sex act performed for him on a plane whilst his girlfriend was asleep next to him by another girl under a blanket.
Well, that has nothing to do with being a lad. That just has something to do with being a dick.
Well, I mean, dicks do like sex acts.
Well, not all dicks. Dick Cheney.
He likes sex acts, surely.
Rubbish.
Dick Cheney, he loves a bit of the old, how's your father, who's your nanny, where's your auntie, hello uncle, what?
Dick Cheney loves the cock.
He loves his cock, probably.
But it's just, every answer he has is, I'm a man. It's like a waste of time. So that's what I tell you about.
So what's the article about? What's
the there's just all sorts of different things. He talks about cosmetic surgery and he's saying that all men, no matter what they say in public, fantasize about giving their women surgical enhancements.
Yeah, because there's nothing more sexy than slicing open a lady. I've got a whole thing in my thing. Look, 10 years younger special, you see. Yeah. So I've got all the things you can do and how much it costs. So an arm lift, which isn't moving your arm, or even a special little chair. Like, instead of a handrail, you can have an arm lift. It's not even that. That costs up to £5,000, and they've got a really Photoshop picture. This woman, right, she'd been so Photoshopped because nobody knows what's normal anymore. She doesn't have an arse at all. It's amazing.
Are you sure she just had an arse removal?
She might have had an arse removal. There's a bum lift. But they show the before and after of the diary of a boob job, right? This lady having a boob job. And the before, it looks like, you know, normal small tits. And afterwards, it looks like her entire chest is going, Mahura! Literally, they look like eyes going, hello. It's the difference between, I suppose, a normal sort of like political cartoon face and The Simpsons. Just the way her breast is sort of like pointy outy and, oh, it's hilarious. But the trouble with breasts like that, you do want to just go bong, 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 bong.
Do they look like bits of Lego?
No, they look like trifles on a couch. And also, they've got the last one, fix it up down there. What happens, Sergi, when you need more personal nature? Yeah, because having your tits inflated, that's not personal.
No, not
so. It's basically after having a lot of kids, get your vagina stitched up. So that's nice.
That's a lovely note to end on.
Yeah. The pictures are quite funny because it's
no,
just a woman.
No, there's not pictures.
There is a picture of a woman holding her bits.
What, in her hand, going, yeah. This went wrong.
Now celebs like Katie Price are thinking of having their vaginas tightened, so there we go.
I think we can end on something a bit better than that.
Well, Simon, just because your piss flaps look dainty doesn't mean...
Time to decide, then, who has the superior supplement, and it's me. I win this week.
I think you do. I didn't talk about, we've got Britain's tiniest toddler. Is actually four. It's got dwarfism and it's quite a sad story, but they're making ours. Hey, we're really happy because we could get in the paper and it's a bit weird.
I had a couple of nice puns, actually. I could have done an article or fast call. My favourite of them was budgie cuts, which
nice.
Is credit crunch pets put down. And it's a picture of these two really cute puppies and then an article about how most people, if they have to take them to the vet, are just saying, yeah, kill it. Be right. Did you have the polar bear attack?
Of course I did, yeah. That was horrible.
And how sensitively did they handle it?
Well, on the cover of the Sunday Mirror, next to Anthea, credit crunch means I now shot at Primark, there is a picture of a polar bear sinking his teeth into a woman who's screaming, and it says, mauled! Horror at the Zoo, page 3. So it's quite a shocking thing for Sun readers who are used to something a bit more sexy. But the big headline is... unbelievable.
That sounds like Kim Jong-il.
Yeah, it's lonely. Very hungry being a polar bear.
I've got barely alive.
Oh god,
barely alive. If you jumped into the penguin enclosure, that wouldn't happen.
Well, I think penguins can be vicious, to be honest. They're little bullet shaped, they got beaks. I want to be beaked by a penguin. Prefer to be goosed down the high street.
So the paper you should have bought last Sunday was my paper, because I win, because I'm brilliant, which was...
Yeah, you can't even remember.
What did I have?
Alternatively, if you didn't want to get whatever paper he got, you should have got the Sunday Mirror, because it has Simon's mum, Barbara Dunn, doing horoscopes.
My mum's called Margaret.
Yeah, well, not in the Sunday Mirror, she's not. Live text done with your question, and one of our psychics will answer. See, live psychic and live medium. I want a dead one.
Yeah, that would be quite cool. A dead psychic and a dead medium talking to you.
That would be a bit more convincing.
Yeah. They'd also get the other side of it, wouldn't they? They'd get the bad connection side of it. It's like, yeah. No. I said Dave, not a D name. Dave. No, not John. Not in that area. No, over there. Dave. Yeah, Dave. Yeah.
Tell him I think he's a c***.
So my paper was the News of the World, I've just remembered. So get that in the past, because it had a picture of Jensen Button's girlfriend's bottom on the front cover.
Did it really?
Yeah, and apparently Richard Branson was chatting her up, and Jensen Button went mad. He sat on a couch and turned to trifle.
Stop mentioning trifles, man, just because you want to get me to go... again. Poor trifles. Nobody takes their problems seriously. Trifles? They just say, oh, it's just a trifle.
So you think the psychologist would go, oh, it's just a trifling matter?
Yeah. Serious, seriously depressed trifle. Can't get help.
So join our campaign to eradicate the overlooking of...
trifle-based issues.
Join us next week. Well, we'll be here next week. We promise not to talk about trifles. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.